let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. As a teenager, Sally A. Allen began writing poetry. Her poems were published in the local newspaper. She was editor of the high school paper with dreams of someday writing a novel. Well, mission accomplished and then some. Sally has written close to 20 novels with more on the way. Her latest novel, Ever After, is receiving rave reviews as Sally takes readers on a journey across the Pacific, a romantic voyage fraught with the perils of the heart, spanning from the city of Minneapolis to the tropical islands of the Philippines, as she portrays a book publisher and a book critic falling for one another. Sally blends fact and fiction in this trans-Pacific romance. While her novels are fiction, she is well known for drawing from her many real-life experiences. Sally A. Allen, author of Ever After, is back with us on This Week in America. Sally, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us once again.
Thank you.
Always,
nice to be here.
Always look forward to reading your books and not disappointed at all by Ever After. We haven't talked in 6 or 7 months. I say about 20 novels. Have you written any more since we talked the last time? Because I know you're always working on something.
Oh, I have about 2 of them sitting here.
See, I knew that. I knew that that number was going to go up. And Ever After is the one we're talking about today. If you go to Sally's website, which is authorsallyallen.com, or you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll see all the books that that Sally has written, including Ever After, the book we're talking about on the program today. You can also, of course, go to Amazon, look for books by Sally A. Allen, and see all of the books that Sally has written. Ever After is really an interesting book, described as a playful novel. Was this book fun in writing? Because I would think with the publishing company background, this is really something you're familiar with.
Oh, yes, it is.
And you draw from personal experiences. That's something that makes the books. We know they're novels, but based from these experiences. Let's talk about the major characters, and then we'll talk about how realistic this is behind the scenes. First of all, talk about Taylor Townsend. He's the person with the publishing company. Tell us a little bit about him, the background in the story.
Well, he's got a conglomerate in the Philippines, and they have offices in the United States. The main one is in Minneapolis. And there's another one in Wisconsin. And the girl that is the main character, Sarah, in the book, is located in Wisconsin. So she deals with them, talks with them every single day. And first of all, it's just about business. But it starts going further and further into romance. He calls her every day about 5 o'clock. And it goes from there, actually.
Well, yeah, they're in contact because she is doing a job for him in the United States. He really likes to stay on top of the publishing company. Publishing is, and writing is his first love, so he likes to know what's going on. She's the main person, the point person here in the United States. In talking about Sarah, it's always interesting the character development and how you give us a backstory on these people. Sarah has a disability. This happened, she's, 2 years old in an accident with her brother. Talk about that, because this is, it becomes a very important part of her life.
Okay, well, she was in this car accident, and beyond known by her, the young man was on drugs. And he got in this wreck, and she got injured during the time. And it was in her leg, and she had several operations on it. But she still had a limp and walk with a cane. So, and it's kind of crazy because when she went over to the Philippines, she went with a girl, and she insisted to her that she would not look for him, although she was very curious. And she did anyway. And when she did, she found out that he had an injury to his leg, too. So he was kind of in the same problem that she was in. But they neither one of them knew that till they saw each other.
Yeah, that's interesting. They have this long-term relationship. We'll talk about that relationship. It starts as a strictly business. Here's the gentleman who's running the company, and this is a Fortune 500 company. Here is the liaison in the United States. Talk about how that evolved over time, and we've all seen situations, known people that have been in a work situation like that that gets pretty close to and sometimes even crosses that line.
Well, at first, she read books and gave a recommendation to him. And that's how it started out. That's what she did. But then they got talking about personal things, like the difference in culture and all that. And it evolved into personal things from there, and he wanted a picture of her. But what she did was send a picture of her friend's mother when she was about that age, because she lied and said she was much older because he was in his 30s or 40s, right in that area. So he didn't really know what she looked like. That's why when she went to this big thing that she had going over there for all his help, he didn't know what she looked like. So he could get by with going there without him knowing it. But then as it evolved, she saw him. He was giving a speech up on the podium and up by the podium, and I don't know, she walked by or something, and they all said, be safe at the end. He all said, be safe, and that was the way he ended the conversations on the phone. And she just walked by him, and when she walked by, she said, be safe. And he turned around, and then he realized it was her. See, she had written a book, and she submitted it as an unknown anonymous author. And nobody knew who it was until she told them that at the big shindig he was having there. So then it evolved from there, because they were wondering where to send the royalties and everything else, because this was an anonymous person. Well, then it got all straightened out. She got to be, her book got published, and she, of course, became very wealthy over it.
Yeah,
but it was quite a book. I mean, then they got really involved after her going to the Philippines.
The book we're talking about in real life and in terms of the book that's in the book, we're talking about Ever After. The author is Sally A. Allen. Her website is authorsallyallen.com. That's A-L-L-E-N. You can link directly to Sally's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Again, the name of the book is Ever After. It's interesting, again, the development, and you mentioned the friend a couple of times, that Sarah really had this friend, and it's interesting too in school, because she had a limp, she had to use a cane, so she would take a little abuse from time to time in school, but she had a friend that stayed with her basically all the way through the course of the book, all the way through her life in Brandy.
Yes.
The power of friendship. You've got somebody who you really trust that you can lean on as you're going through all of the different changes of your life. Talk about how you went about writing this. Was this based on, where did the idea come from?
All my ideas just come out of my head. I have no warning on it at all. I just get an idea and I start writing.
Yeah, I have the impression you're one of those, you're sort of looking around as you're out in real life, because you never know when you're going to see something that could trigger a storyline.
Yeah, even on television, I see something that, the children's books I've written is, kind of, well, there's this thing that shaves your legs and everything, and it's called no-no. Well, I heard that no-no, and I thought, well, I'm going to put a no-no in a children's book.
Ah.
So it was no-no, don't do this, no-no, don't do that, and that's how I got that idea. It's crazy how you do it.
Well, it's interesting, the wide variety of books that you have written. The one we're talking about now is called Ever After, Sally A. Allen, the author, and our guest on This Week in America. You have the background in publishing, and this is a large publishing company for new authors, headquartered in the Philippines, but offices here in the United States in Minneapolis. What went on behind the scenes? Was that reflective of some of your experiences, the way you knew a book publishing company to operate?
Well, just in publishing my books, that's all.
Yes.
I could use that in there, you know, because I knew that much about it. But I think you'll find this interesting. I handwrite all my books because I want to see it as it goes down. And so I have somebody else get on the computer and do it on the computer after that. They take my handwriting and transform it onto the computer.
That's
interesting. That's how it goes with me.
Well, you know, I've talked to some authors who have done that, and they say actually when they write it out, it sort of makes a bigger impression on them than just, you know, words that can be misspelled that you put in the computer or words you miss because you're staying ahead of the game. And others will say that's got to be, like, tedious to be able to do it in longhand when you could type it a lot faster. Why have you chosen to do it that way?
I like to see what I'm writing. That's much better with me.
So as you go, you can finish a sentence, a paragraph, you can look down it, and you can see exactly what's there.
Yes, yes, exactly.
How do you go about writing? Is it something you talk about, you get the idea, and you go with it? Do you start with an outline and go from there?
No, I never use an outline. I just go along. It comes to me as I go.
Interesting. So sort of organically, where you think Sarah's going to go with this relationship, this is where I'm going to take it. Do you set aside time every day to do that? Or again, is that something when the mood hits you, I'm going to go work on the novel right now?
Oh, no, I usually work on it every day. In fact, sometimes I get up in the night and start working on it.
That's interesting.
If I'm thinking about it.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how writers do that, where they're working something, they've got the story going, they've got these characters that many of them like because they've created this world. I don't know how you just shut that off. And you're saying for you, sometimes you can't shut it off. You just got to give into it.
Yeah, I get up and I do it in the night sometimes. But as far as the end of the story, I really don't know I'm going to do that most of the time. I have to think about it. As the book evolves, I keep thinking, how am I going to end this? And then it comes to me, and that's how I end it.
Well, and I wondered, as I'm reading, the book we're talking about is Ever After, and they're trying to see if they can find this love happily ever after with this relationship that developed over the years, and there are twists and turns. I'm not going to say any more about the end of the book, but there are twists and turns as you go through it and you're reading the book. So a lot of this is not necessarily planned by you ahead of time. It's where you think these characters are, you know them better than anybody. You created them. Where you think they actually would go with this relationship.
I don't know if I can answer that because my thoughts just go as they go along.
Yes.
That's why I said at the end, I really got to think about how I'm going to end it.
Do you have a writer's room, a place you go that, okay, this is Sally's area, I'm going to go here now, and it's sort of isolated from reality, and you can sit and fully concentrate?
No. Sometimes that's the kitchen counter, and sometimes it's in the living room sitting on my lap.
That's interesting. So when you got to write, you got to write no matter where you are, so that
you could do it
wherever. Sally A. Allen, our guest on the program, prolific author. The new book we're talking about is called Ever After. Her website is authorsallyallen.com. You can log on directly to Sally's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Of course, the book's available at Amazon and all the usual places around the country. When you finished the book, what did that feel like in this story? Because you told a really great story, and the nice thing with the books I've read of yours, you've got really human characters. You've got relatable characters. What was it like when you finished this? You had to have this feeling of accomplishment, like I've really got good characters in this book, and I told a good story.
Well, my feeling is very satisfied when I read it. I read it again, of course, to correct it and everything. And incidentally, I correct it at least 3 times.
Interesting.
Because you find something every time that should be corrected. But you do, when you know, and you read it again, you know it's a good, if you know it's a good a story, you're very satisfied. Some of them are better than others. Of course, I feel that way. But then I'm pretty close to the subject, too.
Well, yeah. Do you ever feel like, okay, this is a book that I wrote a couple of years ago, I'm back looking at it, I'm thinking, boy, why did I take it in that direction? When you're finished, are you actually really finished mentally with the book, or do you still go back sometimes and think, maybe I should have taken this approach?
No, I don't do that at all. When it's done, it's done. I don't second guess myself at all.
We got a couple minutes left in the program. What are some of the topics you're working on now? Without giving away too much, but what are some of the areas that interest you to think, you know, I would like to flesh this out, and I think I can do a great story.
Well, you know,
with this.
I did do one that I did research on, and it's the first one. I never did research on any of them, and it's called Ignorance, and it's about global warming, but it's fiction.
Interesting.
And I thought that was a very current subject.
Exactly, with the way everything is the political climate now in all the talk of the environment. Is that one you're working on? Are you close to finishing that?
I just finished it probably within the last 3 months.
Now that's...
I'm
looking forward for that to be published so that we can talk about that. But boy, there's a topic. That's a lot of information. If you Google global warming, you're going to find a whole lot. What was the research process like on that? And I'm not sure what angle you were coming from with the characters in the book, but trying to sort through what's actually science and what's actually not science.
Well, I read all the newspaper articles on it in the library and also on the net, you know.
Yes.
So I get a pretty clear knowledge on that, and especially some things with how it all started with trying to use the machinery. Well, how they cope with it. That's really it. How they cope with the whole thing.
Well, I'm looking forward to having a chance to read that book. We've got a minute or so left. Sally A. Allen, our guest on the program. The book we're talking about is Ever After. How many stories are waiting to be told? I'm sure you've got some that you haven't begun to write yet. You're not going to run out of any ideas, is what I'm talking about. We're going to keep hearing.
Keep, I don't think that'll ever happen.
We're going to keep getting different books from Sally. Grew up in Wisconsin. In the time we have left, talk about that and where you can almost see that Midwestern sensibility in some of the books that you've written. That really sort of shaped you as a person and therefore as an author, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And one thing about it, and I don't know if everybody will like this or not, but when I was growing up, it was in a small town. Actually, it was a paper mill town. Everybody did things like never spent any money. It wasn't like it is now. Everybody, kid looking at this and, you know, this machine or something, whatever it is, and playing games. What we did was go on hay rides or went ice skating or something like that. It never cost any money, but we still had a ball, you know. I think it's a way, I think, and we read all the time. And I think it's a way to grow up still, because kids don't read enough, in my opinion.
No, they don't. And you obviously read as a child, and we talked about that in the last program, some of the influences. But being out with other children, socializing, getting those experiences, having that that reservoir to draw from as you're writing your book, certainly I'm sure has paid off over the years. The book we're talking about is an excellent read, goes in a number of different directions. It's a fun read. There's a lot of, I'm going to say mystery there. It's not a mystery novel. It's a fun novel, but you're wondering what's going to happen next as this relationship evolves. It's called Ever After. The author is our guest on the program, Sally A. Allen. The website is authorsallyallen.com, and Allen is A-L-L-E-N. Of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Sally's website. Again, the name of the book is Ever After. Sally, time went by way too quickly. I really enjoyed reading Ever After and having an opportunity to talk about it with you. Thank you so much for being back with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
And hopefully we'll talk about global warming sometime in the near future. Looking forward to reading that book as well from Sally A. Allen, our guest in the program. The new book is Ever After. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the program continues right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.